My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, joining us right now at Fenway Park, one of the all-time greatest defensemen ever to play in the NHL, a Hall of Famer, and an all-around good guy, Ray Bourque. Ray, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, man.
Thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
We were talking yesterday with Razor, with Andrew Raycroft, and he was talking about particularly the Christmas party and the Bruins guys going out every year and buying gifts for the kids. And I'm sure when you think back on things that you experienced here during your long tenured career with the Boston Bruins, that's one that you remember, is getting that opportunity to go and see those who are in the middle of this great fight against cancer.
Yeah, we always went out. Something that, you know, as you become a Bruin, we had certain events that we had to attend, and you learn earlier on that giving back and being part of the community was very important. And as years went on, you know, we were in hospitals, a lot of different children's hospital, Dana-Farber, all over the place, visiting little kids at times. And then, Christmas time was pretty special for us. I started collecting money from all the players at Christmas, and we actually went out literally buying gifts and going into hospitals and giving them to the kids that, you know, going through tough times at that time of the year, and going into homeless shelters and single moms and kids that weren't going to get gifts at Christmas. So that was pretty special, and it's still going on now with the Bruins at Christmas. Now it's sponsored by big companies, and they still go out, though. The players still go out and get the gifts and give them out. So, this community is amazing. All teams are a big part of it, and you learn pretty quick. This is a special place.
And that's one of the reasons, I'm sure, why you stayed here and why you didn't leave after your career was over.
Yeah, and I think a lot of guys that end up playing here for, you know, a certain amount of time end up living here and raising their kids here. And I got here 45 years ago. Last week was August 8th is the year, the date I was drafted 45 years ago. My buddy called me just to remind me. Because he was knocking on my door that morning. He was a big Bruins fan and so excited that the Bruins drafted me. And I was like, yeah, that went fast. pretty quick that I realized. I always thought when I was starting to play, you know, okay, I'd retire, I'd go back to Montreal. And my wife, both of us are from there. And, you know, once we retire, we'd go back there. But once you have kids and then they're in school and they're doing their thing here, and you realize how special this area is, New England. There's no way going back. And even when I went up to Colorado for about a year and a half, you know, there's no way that I wasn't coming back here to settle, and for all very special reasons. And something like this just tells you all about New England and what you guys do, WEI, now over 20 years of doing this and raising money and the Jimmy Fund, and how long, you know, it goes back to Ted Williams, where it all started with. The Red Sox relationship with, Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund, it's just an amazing place.
And Ray, you know, I grew up watching you. The first most vivid memory when you first went to Colorado was you still had the Bruins shorts underneath the pads. I remember that vividly. But you gave back when you were here. You performed at the top of the game. You're one of the great defensemen in the history of the NHL, maybe the best. And yet you stop playing, and you are everywhere. At every charitable endeavor, you're either donating something or you're there doing the raffle. What makes you – I mean, you've given a lot on the ice, more than most ever will, and now you're here 45 years later – getting up in the morning to hang out with us morons.
Let's be honest, Curtis. It's like me. It's about the free golf.
Well, you know where I'm going after this, right?
Are you playing today? Where are you playing today?
Oh, yeah, Salem Country Club.
Salem Country Club?
We're hosting people that are coming in from Florida that I winter in Florida, and we have a big event at our golf course that we auction off golf, like four dinners, three rounds of golf, and people got here last night. We had dinner last night. We're playing golf today. Another dinner tonight at my house. And we raised a ton of money for a children's hospital out there in the Fort Myers area.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're doing that. But
Curtis also winters in Florida, or more correctly, his parents do.
Yeah,
right.
You hear that on the show.
You know, one day I'll get there.
You brought up being drafted. Did you care where you were going, or did it matter to you? Did you want to be drafted by a Canadian team, or did?
No, I, you know, growing up in Montreal and dreaming about playing for the Canadiens when I was a young kid, then you kind of get to a certain age and you kind of know that things are happening, you're going to get drafted, but ending up in Montreal probably wouldn't have been the best place. I think if you're going to play in your hometown, you want to start somewhere else, kind of establish yourself, know how things are done. Starting in your hometown, the pressure, I mean, I speak French and English, I would have to deal with that, you know.
Yeah.
Double interviews, yeah. Friends, family, and just making the lineup in Montreal back then. You know, a lot of guys were amazing players that had to start in the minors because how strong and deep they were in teams. So I was just so happy to go to a team, original six team that was established, rich in history, and had just lost to Montreal the year before in the semifinals, where I could have gone to Colorado, Minnesota, all these, and these teams sucked. So, you know, and they sucked for about 10 years. So you come to a place where all you got to do is do your job and have fun, and breaking in with guys like Jerry Retrievers and Jean Rattel and Brad Park, Terry Riley, probably a handful of those guys had won cups in 70, 72.
Well, you brought up during the break John Wensink.
John Wensink, yes.
Did you buy his house?
Yes, because he told me to.
Was he?
Did he give you a deal?
$114,000, ended up selling it for $325,000. It was pretty good.
Was he the toughest guy you ever played with?
He is just such a teddy bear. I mean, these guys, right, they're so tough on the ice, and they look so mean, and just amazing guys. But he played the part big time. Like, yeah. He looked like he was nuts, right?
Yeah.
The afro, the big hair, challenging Minnesota's bench to a fight. And just classic stuff back then.
Yeah.
I mean, can we really sit here and give Ray his flowers? Because this is kind of like, I'm always, like, amazed. When people, we go out, we always see a lot of people, and there's a ton of Bruins fans. And, you know, I remember my days as a youngster playing hockey and being a defenseman. But when everybody talks about Ray Bourque,
yeah,
they talk about one of the greatest defensemen to ever put on a pair of skates. Even his peers and his teammates, whether we're talking with Milbury or we're just talking with – and so – the fact that, you know, I don't know him like that, but our paths are crossed. It's like, it's amazing to be able to sit with somebody when you think of what they were able to accomplish as a player. And I don't know if you ever thought about it when you were coming up. Like, the level of respect and just and where you sit in the world of hockey, it's like, I mean, you got to give this guy his flowers.
Wiggy is never impressed
Wiggy,
by
it. I was this just, is, you know what? We never crossed paths on the ice. Yeah. I was always hoping to run into Wiggy at Saugus, at Twin Rinks there. Yeah. You went out a few times.
Yeah, I went out to Hockey Town.
And I used to skate there Tuesday and Fridays with the guys, and we never really – and I don't care, you know, you're a Hall of Famer, you played college, you played high school, you played in the NFL – We all end up in Saugus.
Yeah. It is amazing, though. It's just, it's amazing. Growing up around it, it's amazing.
I could never have dreamt to have the career that I had. And, when I came in, I was just hoping if I could play 10, 12 years, I would thought, that would have been a great career. And right out of the box, it was amazing. It was so much fun. Lived a dream. And never really stopped to really smell the flowers till mm-hmm. the day I retired.
Right.
You're told all these things while you're playing, and you realize how things are going, but you never want it to end till, once I retired and I looked back and I said, wow. Good job, Rick.
Good job, Rick.
Really?
Not bad.
What's your guess at why Jeremy Swayman isn't signed yet?
Hey, that's how it goes, man. I had negotiations where it came to the end, and it's really frustrating as a player.
Didn't they take you to arbitration?
Yeah, they took me to arbitration.
Every year?
I mean, how do you do that?
How do you take the greatest defenseman to ever play the game to arbitration every year?
And try
to point out that, he doesn't backtrack.
Right.
That's when things were kind of changing, where salaries, became public, and they kind of exploded. And Harry just had a hard time, seeing that transition happening and money. He thought it was going to ruin the league, and look at it now. It's just flourishing and doing great. Sway's going to get his money. This is going to work out. He's an amazing goalie, amazing kid, and we don't want him going anywhere, and I it's going to get settled for sure. It just takes time, and Sway wants his money, and the Bruins want to save some money.
Swayman aside, what do you think about the state of the Bruins right now? Not the end of the season that we wanted, obviously, but what do you feel about Montgomery? How do you feel like they're gelling?
I love Montgomery. I think he's a great coach. He's the right coach for this team. I really like their two free agents that they signed. Is it Nazaroff and Lindholm?
Wiggy.
I probably got that name wrong, but
Elias Lindholm, I believe, is
Lindholm's a centerman.
Yes,
they need him bad. Losing Patrice and Krejci last year, and really having the season that they had last year, I think they overachieved regular season. I don't think they were built for the playoffs. I think Lindholm and this big defenseman that people are going to love. He's a monster, and he just goes out there. He's an excellent player, but he'll run people out of the rink as well. And I know Bruins fans don't like that, but you better get used to it because they're going to see it. Two great signings. I think it's going to help their team. So I expect them to be better this year.
The great Sean McDonough is listening to the show right now and just sent me a text and said, we need to point out a couple things. Number one, you are unappreciated as a charity auctioneer. You've undertaken that role many times, and you've become very, very good at it.
So impressive.
Well, you saw me in action.
I saw you in action.
Your anniversary. Congratulations, guys. 5 years.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Thank you.
And also points out that you are the leading defensive scorer in the history of the NHL. Is that correct?
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
12th all-time in players in the NHL when it comes to points, both offense and defense.
That's
12th.
That's amazing.
12th all-time.
Think about that.
That's nuts.
And he's so far ahead of, like a lot of people.
Yeah.
it's gonna be a while.
Yeah.
McCarr averages 80 points for 20 years, he'll get there.
If they actually just read in your plaque at the Hall of Fame, it just says he's so far ahead of a lot of people. Yeah,
well, I don't know how much time we have. I always ask players this.
As much as you want, Wade.
No, I always love to tap
my
in.
My tee time's at 11.
Oh, sorry about that.
Tomorrow, I hope.
I like seeing Wiggy like starstruck.
I know.
It's nice.
He's gushing like lunch at Twin Peaks.
No. Like there are like a few people that I would love to sit down. Obviously, Larry Bird. But, you know, but having the opportunity to meet you and sit down a bunch of times. And I always ask guys of your caliber, how do you view the game now versus like when you played? Like, do you like it? Are there things that you would change? Like, you know, I always want to tap into the minds of like great players and how they look.
I just figured this out. This is a giant end around to get a free dinner at Fresca.
Hey, it's about time you mentioned Fresca. Yeah. All right. You.
It's a great
talk
restaurant.
About the North End.
I love Tresca.
Sometimes you jump over Tresca. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Man?
I mean, I give everybody love. I do. I'll tell you what I love is it's fall and you have the pumpkin ravioli.
Oh my God! No, yeah.
It's
amazing. Served in a pumpkin, baby pumpkin. It's amazing.
It's so good.
Dish.
But yeah, risotto. What do you think of today's game?
I think it's awesome. I would have loved to play it in today's game. When I played, you know, we had the red line. I would love to play without the red line and just throw some bombs to, you know, Cam just out there or Adam Oates or just these guys flying down. And the rules. You know, we used to have hooking, clutching, grabbing. I don't know how many times I'd make a pass coming around and there, whatever, beat two guys with the pass. Then you're jumping in to make it an outman situation. All of a sudden the guy would give you this big hook and you just want to turn around and slash him like so hard and there's no calls. And so offensively it would have been way more fun to play in today's game. Defensively is a lot tougher because mm-hmm. you can't clutch and grab.
Yeah.
You can't hook. You can't do those things. But being able to skate, I think I would have done all right. But I love the game. I think the players, just up and down lineups. I mean, the skill and the speed of these players is just amazing. And I just love watching the game today.
Well, I know you brought a little donation, which
yes.
We appreciate.
Yeah, we Bork Family Foundation that, you know, we do great things. We'd like to donate $10,000.
Oh, my God.
That's Jim awesome, fun. Ray.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very
awesome.
Much.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Round of applause for the great Ray Bork. And you guys have the captain's ball coming up.
Yeah, we have, you know, we've teamed up with Nancy Frady and John, and after Pete's passing, we had created the ball. My wife said, can we have something that has nothing to do with sports and get all dressed up and dolled up and all that, have fun? I said, yes, we created the ball. Pre-COVID, we canceled three times because of COVID. Then during that time, Pete passed, and we don't really lock into one specific cause up until Pete's passing, and our ball is strictly for ALS research. That's out of the Healy Center, out of Mass General, and the Pete Frady's Family Foundation that gives grants up to families affected with ALS. So it's September 19th. You go to BorkFamilyFoundation.org, learn all about it. It's at Sawa.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We
love power
Sawa.
Station.
Yeah.
It's awesome
and,
over in the South.
It holds... It could hold like 1,500 people, and
yeah.
The more the merrier. I promise you an amazing time. And
it was awesome last year, yeah, and I'm sure it'll be even better this year.
Yeah,
so.
It's something I really want to grow into something special every year. So with Nancy's networking and ours and the Frady's and teaming up like that, it's just it's been fun. It's been great, and it's such a, I mean, like the Jimmy Fund and this today, you know, ALS is just awful.
We appreciate what you do. What are you looking to card today at Salem?
If I could shoot 77.
All right.
Awesome. You'd be happy with that? 77?
I don't get there that often, but okay. I strive for that. Every right. time I go out, they give me card 77.
Yeah.
Kids get a good tip.
Yeah.
And I... Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll shoot it.
Yeah, Shime shot that in the front at the Numb Nuts
invitation. I was hoping to meet him. He talks about golf all the time.
Yeah, we should go play. You want to play with Shime, me, you, and Shime?
Salem Country Club.
Shime, you want to go to Salem and we'll play with Ray?
I would be honored.
Okay, can I do that instead of dinner that I owe you?
That's fine. Yep, this is that. I'll take it.
Okay. All right. So me, you, and Shine.
Let's do it.
We'll go play it.
Biggie, do you play golf?
No. I stink.
Chris? Yeah, I'll play.
All right, Chris? Let's do it. Yeah. Courtney?
I would love to.
I'll definitely come, but I stink.
Right. He'll just be in your cart talking the whole time. I hope you're okay with that.
Just talking hockey.
We'll have to put two foursomes together.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. We'll do it before the end of the summer.
Plan.
Ray Bork, you're the best. You've always been great to us.
Unbelievable.
Great to the show. Great to the show.
Keep up the good work, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. That is Ray Bork. We take a quick break, Ken? Or should we want to? No? Is that okay? We'll take a quick break. It is day number two of
live watching Ken manage.
He's great at it. Generally, he defers to somebody else on important
well,
questions.
Well, he looks to you, which
he made
is weird.
He made this decision himself. We are going to take a quick break. It is day number two of the WEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon at Fenway Park. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.